the system's internal structure is the white box testing's focus. The system's internal structure could be the code itself, an architectural design, or data flows through the system unit and component integration test levels are the usual levels where white box testing is conducted. In these levels, usual measures involve code and interface coverage, percentage of code and interfaces used by the tests. White box testing may also be conducted at higher test levels where a defined system structure is already in place. An example of a system's defined structure is a business flow as represented by a flow chart. This flow chart could be used to design tests at system or higher levels. As with the other test categories, white box testing also requires specialized knowledge and skills, such as but not limited to the following: creation of code, storage of data on databases, and the use of other related tools.